I didn't know that this song is not familiar to you.
我不知道这个是这首诗歌你们不太熟悉。
So I hope we can sing more.
我希望我们能唱得更多。
This is great. This is a great song.
这是一个非常美的歌。
This is a battle hymn.
这是征战征战的歌。
Today we are the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
今天我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
Don't forget that is our role.
不要忘记这是我们的角色。
Sometimes we just think ourselves just sheep in the pastures.
许多的时候我们总是认为我们在青草地旁。
And yes, we are.
是的，我们是在。
Or we are the children of God in a cozy home.
是的，我们是神的儿女，我们有一个温暖的家。
Yes, it is.
是的，的确是这样。
But today we are the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
但是今天我要说的是，我们是耶稣精兵。
There is a conflict before us.
在前面我们有我们的征战
We need to fight the battle.
我们要我们的主而征战
And the Lord assured we will win the victory.
我们的主已经给我们的确据把握我们一定会赢
Yet we need to prepare ourselves.
但是我们要为自己做好准备
So today let's turn our Bible
今天我们把圣经
To Jude chapter 1
翻到犹大书第一犹大书
We will continue on the series of messages on the book of Jude.
我们继续就犹大书来交通。
Jude chapter 1.
犹大书第一章。
Verse 1 to 7.
第一节到第七节。
I will read it first in English.
我先用英文读。
Then our sister will lead us in Chinese.
会众与姊妹将一同用中文读。
Okay, verse 1 to 7.
第一到第七节。
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James,To them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares,who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate,hath left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, and are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of the fire.
犹大，第一节。耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人愿灵恤平安慈爱多多加给你们亲爱的弟兄啊我想尽心写信给你们论我们同得救恩的时候就不得不写信劝你们要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道接力的争辩因为这些人偷着进来就是自古被定受刑罚的是不虔诚的将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督从前主救他的百姓出埃及后来就把那些不幸的灭绝了这一切的事你们虽然知道我却仍要提你们如有不守本位离开自己住处的天使主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里等候天日审判又如索多玛俄摩拉和周围城邑的人也照他们一味的行淫随从逆性的情欲就受永火的刑罚作为借鉴
Another verse let's turn to Titus Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 14
还有一节经文就是提多书提多书第二章十一节到十四节
Okay For the grace of God that bringeth salvation that appeared to all men teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord, a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
提多书第2章11节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净自己，做自己的子民，热心为善。
Another verse, Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
提摩太二后书第二章十五节。
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth.
提摩太后书第二章十五节。你当尽竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章。
The same book, chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太书第三章第十六节。
All scripture is God, is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
圣经就是神所默示的，与教训、监督使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
That's a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we just commit into your hand.
主耶稣，早晨我们把我们的聚放在恩主的手中。
We pray that you continue to speak in our hearts.
我们祷告，求你继续对我们心中讲话。
Especially in this recent age.
特别是在这个末世的时代。
Where sinfulness abounds.
到处充满了罪恶。
We need your mercy.
我们需要你的恩典。
We need your speaking day by day.
我们需要你每日向我们讲话。
Without your speaking, we'll still be in darkness.
如果你不讲话，我们就住在黑暗当中。
Be with us, Lord Jesus.
求你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Last time in November, I shared with you, I started a series of messages on the book of Jude.
从去年十一月份，我与会众一起交谈，分享的书是《犹大书》。
Maybe you had a little review on what I shared.
也许我应当与你们一起来复习一下我们所说过的。
The book of Jude, revealed to us two very important matters.
犹大书向我们启示了两个最主要的方面。
First is concerning the apostasy, the fall of the faith.
第一点就是讲的离弃真。
And secondly, concerning the assurance of salvation.
第二点讲的是我们救恩的确据。
But we all know that the enemy always will try all means to destroy God's children.
我们知道仇敌的作为就是要尽力来毁坏神的儿女。
Throughout church's history, we can see all kinds of things happen for that one purpose, to bring the children of God out away from God.
纵观教会历史，我们看到仇敌在来毁坏神的儿女的身上，一直是没有停止他的工作。
Firstly, he used persecution.
一开始是使用虐待迫害
thinking that through this kind of persecution he will take away God's children from God
仇敌以为藉着这个对教会的迫害他们可以让神的儿女屈服
but when we look at church history the more the Satan tried to persecute the church the more the saints become stronger
但是我们看一下教会的历史我们就发现仇敌的工作越猖獗的时候他们越要来破坏儿女的时候神的儿女越更加的强壮
and the more they are stronger the more they preach the God the more people receive the gospel
神的越强壮的时候就更有胆量来为神 来传讲福音，就有更多的人来接受神的福音。
And the more they are strong, they wanted to become a testimony of Jesus Christ, not only individually, but as a corporate entity.
神的子民坚强起来，为神站立的稳的时候，他们就愿意一同来，向为这个世界做神美好的见证。
So they use another, he used another method called infiltration.
啊，还有一种第二个方式，他来毁坏神的子民是 infiltration.
They try to sneak in into the church unknowingly.
他们就想要急着偷偷的进入教会，用一些极端的学说。
Bring in a lot of heretical teaching.
来带入一些不符合神的讲说。
Forcing the children of God to fall away from the faith.
使神的儿女从真道中滑落。
That's why the book of Jude tells us that we need to cut.Contemporary faith.
所以这个书教导我们说，我们要竭力的争辩。
What is this faith about?
这里面的真道是指的什么呢
？The faith doesn't only include our faith in Jesus Christ.
这个真道不仅包括我们把我们的信抛向神。
It includes the whole Bible.
而且包括这个整本圣经的教导。
We need to contend for the Bible.
我们必须要为我们的圣经的真道接力的争辩。
It reveals this Bible is complete.
换句话说，我们的圣经是完全的。
There is no need of further revelation.
没有不需要更多的启示。
You might have some insight in the Word of God.
你也许就着圣经上所讲的话会有一些看见。
But it's not another revelation outside the Word of God.
但是不会，这些看见不会脱离神所启示你的。
If somebody comes in and tells you, you know, aside from the Word of God, I have a revelation from God, then be careful, that is apostasy.
如果有人到你这面前讲说，除了圣经以外，我从神那有其他的启示，你要特别小心，这类人以假先知从神的真道上滑落。
Verse says the book is complete.
换说这个圣经是完全的。
The Bible is also correct.
圣经是完全正确的。
It's the most dependable thing on this earth today.
是在这个世界上是唯一完全值得信赖的一本书。
Sometimes when we are weak, we start to have question mark on concerning our spiritual experience.
有的时候，当我们软弱的时候，我们就自己属灵的光景也许会有一些疑问。
Like before, after I got saved, I was so happy.
做一个例子，当我得救的时候，我真的是很快乐。
But afterwards, I fell into sin again.
那没多久我就又开始犯罪。
Then sometimes I question, am I saved?
有的时候我就问自己，我真的得救了吗
？Am I really saved?
我真的得救了吗
？How did I do such thing?
我怎么会犯这样的罪
？How did I still get angry?
我为什么还会这样的生气发脾气
？A lot of times our salvation we base it on our experience.
有许多的时候，我们把我们的救恩积在我们自己的经历上面。
We base our, you know, our spirit based on our feelings.
或者把救建立在我们的感觉上面。
Today, whether you are saved or not, it's based upon how you feel. It's based upon the word of God.
今天你要知道，救恩是不基于你的感觉，而是基于这神的话语。
Our feelings, our emotions change every day.
我们的感觉，我们的感情，每天都在改变。
But thank God, our God never changes.
但是感谢主，我们的神永不改变。
His word never changes.
他的话永远坚立。
From eternity to eternity, it is.
从恒古到永远，他的话永远坚立。
That's why the word of God is not only complete, it's also correct.
所以我们就说，神的话不仅是完全的，而且是完全无误的。
It's also given unto us.
他是赐给我们的。
Today we need to contend for that faith. We need to contend for the word of God.
所以今天我们要为这个真道接力的争辩。
A lot of times we feel that since the word of God is true, then the Bible can what defend itself.
所以有的时候我们就说，既然这个圣经全都是真理，那这圣经就会为自己来争辩。
This is not what the Bible says.
但是圣经上不是这样讲的。
Jude says we need to actually contend for the faith.
犹大书城是我们要接力的从前一次交付圣徒的真道接力的争辩。
On the other hand, the book of Jude also reveals to us concerning the assurance of our salvation.
另一方面，犹大书又向我们启示我们得救的确据。
It is a security blanket.
就像一个安全的毯子似的。
Covering us from head to toe.
把我们从头到脚都遮盖的完全。
We are a group of people saved by God.
我们是一群蒙神拯救的子民。
As Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to 30 says,
就如罗马书第八章 28到30节。
We are a group of people called by him.
我们是门神所招的。
Before the world began, he already foreknew us.
在 创世以前，他已经知道了我们。
He predestinated us that we might be his own.
他预先预定我们这些人会成为他的子民。
And he called us through the preaching of the gospel.
他是急着传讲福音来 呼召我们。
That's why when you sit here and listen to the gospel, it's an accident.
所以当你听到这个福音的时候，偶然。
Or it is a coincidence.
也不是一个纯属的巧合。
It is God's plan that you hear the gospel.
是神美好的旨意，让你听到这个福音。
Through the preaching of the gospel, He's calling you.
急着传讲福音，他来呼召你。
When you receive the gospel, then you say you are justified.
当你接受了福音，在你的心里的时候，你就被称义了。
By faith you are justified.
急着信，你就被称义了。
Not by works, lest any man should boast.
不是急着人的工作，以免我们来自夸。
Today we can sit before him because we are washed by his blood.
今天我们能面见神，就是因为我们被他的宝血所洗净。
And lastly, he will be calling us into glory.
最后一点，他会召我们进他的荣耀当中。
Is this enough?
这难道不够吗？
It's not yet enough.
这不是完全的够。
God told us that he also sanctified us.
神并且告诉我们，他称圣，并且我们是蒙爱的。
He saved us not just to put you there.
他不仅是把你放在。
We are a group of people beloved by him.
我们是一群蒙神爱的子民。
The people in his bosom.
我们是在他怀抱宝宝的一群人。
That's why the Gospel of John says no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand.
所以约翰福音当中说，没有人能把我们从父的手中夺离。
And while we are waiting for his return,
当我们在等待他回来的时候,
verse 24 says he is that one who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
在24节的时候，他说他必保守我们不失脚，叫我们无瑕疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前，我们的救主独一的神。
This is what the book of Jude is talking about.
这就是犹大书所讲的。
This is the overall view of the book of Jude.
这是对犹大书一个整体的观看。
Well, when we come to him, we said, it's done, we can go home.
那我们到这里面，我们就想，既然这样说了，那就说完了，就完了。
Yet, but in between verse 1 and 2 and 24, there's still a lot of things we need to talk about.
但是犹大书第一、第二节，甚至到24节之后，都有许多的可以讲论的。
We talk about the danger of apostasy.
首先要讲到的是华离真道的危险。
What are these two dangers?
这危险性是指的哪些？
The danger of, number one, the danger of deception.
第一点就是虚谎的危险。
Verse 4 says, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
第四节说，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定刑罚的，是不敬虔的。
When you talk about creeping in unawares,
当你 说到偷着进来，
it means an unwanted guest going through the side door.
就像 不受欢迎的客人从 侧门偷偷的进来。
You know, in the Philippines, every time they had a wedding, they invite a lot of people.
你知道在菲律宾如果有 婚宴的时候， 他们邀请好多人。
The friends of the groom and the friends of the bride.
新郎的家人和朋友， 还有新娘的家人和朋友。
And sometimes when you are there, can't even differentiate who's fair.
你在其中的时候， 你不知道谁是谁的朋友。
They all dress up in good attire.
他们都 穿戴整齐。
You don't know whether it's the friend of the bride or the friend of the groom.
你不知道他是新郎的朋友 还是新娘的朋友。
Sometimes they had 100 tables, every table 12 people, so you just have your mat.
所以经常的时候有100张桌子， 每个桌子坐12个人。
So after the wedding,
婚宴之后,
they discovered those people who came in, a lot of them are neither the friends of the bride nor the friends of the groom.
婚宴结束之后， 他们也许就会发现有许多参加的人， 既不是新娘的朋友， 也不是新郎的朋友。
They just came for the food.
他们只是来吃的。
They're quite fighting indeed, right?
很可笑是吗？
This is what we call a creeping unawares.
这个就是我们所说的偷着进来。
But it's more than that.
不仅如此。
You know, it also is like a lawyer who tried to defend his client.
就像一个律师想要为他的 辩解。
So he tried to drop in some thought or some concept that has nothing with the evidence.
他会假装偶然地说几句话或者一些言辞，听起来似乎跟这个案件一点关系也没有。
And at time of the time, he tried to pile on this thought or this kind of concept.
但时不时他又重新回来捡起这些话语或者这样的概念。
But because of this concept that enters into the mind of the juror or the judge,
因为这些字句已经进入这个律师法官的头脑里面。
After the trial is done,
当这个案件要结束的时候
，and the decision is given,
要做决定的时候
，a lot of times we found out that the guilty person is set free.
我们经常发现有罪的被释放了
，and those who are innocent are went to jail.
那无辜的人反倒进了监狱。
Is it because of the evidence? No, it's not the evidence.
是难道是证据不足吗？不是因为证据的问题。
But because of that thought that enters into the mind.Of the juror and the judge has nothing to do with it.
乃是进入陪审团意念里和进法官意念里的那几个字句。
The same thing that happened to the church.
这样同样的事情发生在教会的里面。
After the Lord ascended to the Father.
当我们的主升天到父神那里的时候。
When the church started at the day of Pentecost.
当教会在五旬节被建立的时候。
When God started to work, Satan also started to work.
当神的工作开始的时候，撒旦的作为也开始了。
He brought a lot of Judaizers.
他带入了许多与不同观点的。
Who outwardly seems they agree with the truth.
在外表上来看，他是同意神的教导。
But secretly they told those believers that without keeping the law, they cannot also be saved.
但是暗地里他们告诉信徒说，如果不遵守这个所立的法定约的话，他们是没有办法被拯救的。
Today we are saved not because of keeping the law, we are saved because of our faith in Jesus Christ.
今天我们不是因着遵行律法而得救，我们是因着耶稣信耶稣基督而得救。
And this kind of thing continues to happen even until this day.
这些错误的言论和思想或者行为一直今天还存在。
This is what we call deception.
这是我们所说的虚谎。
But after this deception, there is a result called destruction.
这个虚谎的背后就是破坏。
You know, we know the Titanic.
我们知道泰坦尼克号。
When they are built, it's one of the strongest ship, luxury liners in the world at that time.
你知道泰坦尼克号被建造的时候是非常华美坚固的一艘船。
They term it unsinkable.
他们叫它毫无不能下沉的船。
And one of these crew members said, even the God Almighty cannot even sink it.
船员中有一个人甚至狂言说，是甚至万军之耶和华也不能让他沉没。
But we know that's the only thing that he did, sank into the ocean.
你知道泰坦尼克号唯一所做的就是陷入海洋当中。
When the captain of the ship, Captain Smith, heard that from the radio that there is an iceberg that is before them.
当船长史密斯得知。有收到一个信息说在船的前方驶向的地方有一些冰时候
He never paid attention. He put that into his pocket.
他甚至一点也不关心也不在意他把那个条子放在他的口袋里
And that night that ship struck that iceberg and they sank into the ocean causing more than 1,000 lives.
那一天晚上这艘船就撞在冰山上有超过1000人都丧命
What is the reason? There is a danger but he doesn't take it.
你知道这为什么呢？就是因为那有一个危险，但是他不注意。
In 1941, December 7,
在1941年12月7号的时候
you know, Sergeant Joseph Lockhart received and saw a squadron of planes flying through, going through the direction of Pearl Harbor.
有一个少尉叫约瑟，他发现经过观察的时候，看见有一批飞机飞低行。分散在空在珍珠港的上空。
So he immediately reported to his superior officer.
然后他的长官报告了这一发现。
And the superior said, "Oh, this it's a friendly and no need to wait."
然后他的长官就说，这都是一些毫无敌意的飞机，我不用为这些事情担心。
Because of that,
因为这个疏忽
3,000 military personnel died that day, sink into Pearl Harbor.
3,000个军兵战士就是因为这个疏忽而丧命。
There is a warning.
有这样的一个警告。
But they don't take heed.
但是他们不注意。
Today is just this only an example.
这只是一些例子而已。
Let me play. Last time I talked about the schools, right? Yale, Harvard, and Princeton.
让我们再讲一下上一次我提到了关于一些名校。
These are just schools.
比如说耶鲁、普林斯顿和哈佛，他们是非常好的学校。
They established based on the word of God.
这些学校建校的时候是以基督的话语为建校原则的。
Let me read to you what happened today, what happened during that time.
让我为你读一些当时他们讲章上所说的。
I was really surprised how could this happen.
当我读的时候，这些事情怎么会发生呢？
In the year, it starts 1701.
耶鲁是1704年建校的。
And in 1840, Timothy Dwight says this. He's the president of Yale University.
耶鲁大学的校长，他的名字叫提摩泰，他在1840年讲过这样的话。
He advised the class.
他建议所有的学生。
And this is what he said. Christ is the only true and living way as access to God.
基督是唯一通向真理的活道。
Give up yourselves with cordial confidence, and the great work of life is done.
如果你必须放弃自己的工作和对自己的信心，来全心的依靠基督。
This is when the year is established.
这是当耶鲁大学在被建校的时候。
Christ is the only true and living way.
基督是唯一的活的真道，是因
为。It's not education, it's not knowledge, it's not wisdom, it is Christ.
不是教育，也不是学校，不是，而是基督为中心。
But today, look at Yale.
但先看看耶鲁大学。
Harvard.
哈佛大学。
Established in 1646.
是在1646年的时候建校。
They have a set of rules of conduct for the student to follow.
他们有一系列要求学生必须遵循的章程。
Number one.
第一个。
Everyone should consider the chief and main end of his life and study is to God.
第一，每个人必须要相信我们学习的唯一的意义是来认识基督。
And Jesus Christ, which is eternal life.
认识基督，这唯一永生的真神。
Number two.
第二点。
Seeking the Lord gives wisdom.
求神赐给你智慧。
And everyone should seriously by prayer seek wisdom of him.
每个人都要在热心的在祷告里来恳请神赐给他智慧。
Number three.
第三点。
Everyone should exercise himself in reading the scripture twice a day.
每个人必须有每天两次的读经这样的生活。
Paul White, you are a teacher, right?
Paul White 弟兄，你是一个老师。
Try the rules of conduct for your students. Tomorrow you'll be in the principal's office.
如果你现在胆敢向你的学生有这样的奖章的话，明天你就会在你的校长的办公室里。
How could this happen?
这怎么会发生呢？
This is a Christian nation.
这是一个基督的基于基督建国的国家。
And because they don't take it to the apostasy to the warning, they fall into such an extent.
是因为他们不去注意这样华丽征兆的教训，所以他们现在已经落入如此的光景。
Princeton University.
普林斯顿大学。
John Witherspoon, the first president, insists that all the so-called all staff members should have the necessity of religious experience of salvation.
普林斯顿大学第一首位校长约翰，他要求所有的教职员工必须自己亲自的来经历神的救恩的拯救。
He said, "Curse be all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ."
他说，关于所有敌对神十字架的这样讲说，完全是要受到咒诅的。
This is apostasy.
这个就是华丽真道。看看现在这些学校都落入到什么样的光景。
Well, you said that is an institution of learning.
那你会说这只是高等学府的一些讲道而已。
But how about the
现在看看我们的教会的光景。
No, the great denomination that established for the gospel only.
所有这些大的这些教会的宗派都是基于基督来建立的。
They are not there for the education, they established the preaching of the gospel.
他们不是让人们来上学，而是接受教育，而是完全为神的福音而工作。
So many years has passed.
但是经过这么多年。
One of the secretary of a mission board once said.
有一个就是事工委员会的。秘书这样讲。
So, we have given up hope for this generation. Our effort is directed towards the next.
我们现在已经对这一代的人民失去信心，我们现在所做的事工就是我需要继续下去。
And no more missionaries shall be sent out merely evangelize our hope education.
我们的决定就是我们不要再派任何的神职人员到外面去做传福音，而是我们要集中于教育，智力教育，教育是我们唯一的希望。
When the church is established, our hope is in Jesus Christ.
当教会建立的时候，我们唯一的希望就是基督。
We only know only one thing, that only Christ can change our lives.
我们知道只有基督才能改变我们的生命。
Yet after so many years,
但是经过这么多年,
they declare our hope is in education.
他们竟然说我们的希望是在于教育。
This is apostasy.
这个就是滑落正道的一个例子。
My brothers and sisters, what should we do?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们应该怎么做呢？
We cannot change the world.
是的，我们没有办法来转变这个世界。
We need to change our attitude.
但是我们至少可以转变我们自身的态度。
There should be a sense of urgency.
我们必须有一个很紧要的紧迫感。
Yes, thank God the Lord in a situation, in a church where we give a lot of emphasis on the word of God.
感谢主，我们所在的教会特别的注重神的神话语。
A lot of emphasis on the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要特别的注意圣灵的工作。
But there is a danger that is before us.
但是在我们前面的确是有这样的危机。
We need to see our role in the church today.
我们必须看到我们在教会里面所处的职位。
Yes, it is God's mercy that we are here today.
是的。 的确是神的恩典，我们能坐在这里。
You might tell me it is not the one who wills and who runs, but it is God who what give it mercy.
你知道是不是那些有力的或者跑得快的，而是完全是靠神的恩典。
Yet on the other hand, Paul told the Ephesian believers that after he go back to Jerusalem, there will be wolves in sheep clothing that will come among you.
是的，保罗甚至告诉以弗所的教会的人们说，前面会有许多危难等着你们。Today,
brothers and sisters, we need to take heed of this warning.
姊妹们，今天我们要特别的看重这警告。There
is a need of a change of our sense of sin.
我们必须有这种急迫的、紧急的感。
Today, we need to know what role we are playing today.
今天我们要知道我们的角色是什么。Today,
our role is a watchman.
今天我们的角色是一个守更的人。You
know, a watchman is a person who is set in a very high position in the cities.
你知道守更的人是站在城门的高处。Then
he is not there only to look what is happening inside the city, but also what is outside the city.
他不仅要看城外面所发生的事情，还要看城里面所发生的事情。If
certain thing is happening or untoward event or people coming into the city that he doesn't know, he immediately sound the alarm.
如果城外面的人会有危险来攻击这个城的时候，他需要来敲响警钟。Today,
brothers and sisters, we are watchmen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是这样看守的一个人。The
elders and the responsible one in the church are watchmen.
所有的长老和负责弟兄真的也是这样看守的人。We
are here to watch over your flock.
你们在这里是看守你们的羊群。The
Sunday school teacher, you are a watchman.
我们主日学的老师就是这样守更的人。Watch
over students they've given to you.
真的要去把握好这些在你们手中的学生。Parents,
you are watchmen.
父母们，你们就是神所派的守更的人。
Look after your children.
你们要照顾好你们的孩子。
Don't be like an ostrich who buries his head in the sand and say nothing happened, it's good.
不要像鸵鸟一样把他的头栽在沙子里，然后就说一切都平安，没事。
A lot of times we have this attitude, okay, we take care of our children, we get them education, that's all I can give. No.
那有许多的时候我们就说好的，我们真的照顾好我们的孩子。 我们给他这样的教育，我们照顾好，这就是一切，不是的。
Sometimes we are so concerned about their great SAT scores.
有的时候我们太注重他的分数或者他的 SAT 的分数。
But there is one thing more important than SAT score.
但是有一件事情比 SAT 的分数更加重要。
Eternal life.
就是永生。
Do you know what is happening to your children nowadays?
你知道今天你的孩子都有发生了什么事吗？
Do you know what they are looking at the television?
你知道他在电视看什么样的节目吗？
What kind of music they are listening to?
你知道听什么样的音乐吗？
Why don't we beware of this?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要特别当心。
But sometimes we feel like, oh, let them learn from their mistake.
有的时候我们说没事的，叫他们从他们的失败中学会经验。
I never agree with that.
我从来不同意这样的讲法。
Because let them learn from their mistake.
因为如果你叫他们从他们的失败中学习经验。
That mistake.
有些时候这些失败
the result is so dangerous and so you know the danger and I will tell you the result is irrevocable the damage
这个失败的结局是造成如此大的损失是无可更改是没有办法改变的
For example, in the matter of immorality
比如说这个淫乱这件事情
Because of the parents are so loose in taking care of their children
如果父母亲真的是没有把他们的孩子看好
Then afterwards they what? They have immoral acts then they have AIDS
那有的时候他们就丢弃了他们良心上道德的准则甚至染上艾滋病
Yes, they have repented Oh, I'm sorry what happened to me
是的是悔改了看看我发生了什么的事
Oh, this is a great mistake
这真是一个很大的错误
But the damage is done
但是这个损害已经在身上发生了
the damage is irreversible
这个损失是没有办法改变的
We are watchmen
弟兄姊妹，我们就是这个守门守关的人。
Tell the children what is the truth.
我们要告诉我们的孩子们真理是什么。
We need to tell them what is of God and what is not of God, what is godly and what is not ungodly, what is righteousness and what is unrighteousness.
我们要告诉我们的孩子什么是义，什么是不义，什么是敬虔，什么是不敬虔，什么是出自神，什么不是出自神。
Don't say that. Oh, do it according to your feeling.
不要告诉你的孩子根据你自己的感觉走
The Lord put these children under you
神把这些孩子作为产业赐给我们
Just for one purpose that you might lead them
只有一个旨意就是你来带领他们
But they did not know Christ
如果他们不认识基督
Tell them the way to Christ
你要指导引导这条路通向基督
You need to tell them the way that was God
你们要告诉他们什么样的选择才能使神满意这是我们的责任
Now another word for these young people
还有一句话是对在座的年轻人所讲
It's not in the thing that I want to share
这个不是我本来初衷要讲的
But this is my burden to you all
这是我对你们的负担
Never reject your parents' teaching
永远不要弃绝你父母对你所讲的
Your parents are a hedge given by God to protect you
你的父母是神所赐给你们来保护你们的一个遮盖
You reject your parents teaching and correction You reject God's protection
如果你弃绝父母对你的保护的话你是弃绝神
Do you know God wants your parents to be a nagger?
你知道你的神是让你的父母亲成天在你耳边唠叨
That's what the Bible says.
这个圣经上是这样讲的。
Deuteronomy says that.
生命记上这样讲的。
He said when you are lying down, while you're walking, while you're sitting down, you need to tell the children the law of the commandments.
生命记中讲的，不管你是坐下、起来、躺下、行走，你都要向你的孩子讲述神。
Do you think that's a nagger?
你觉得这是唠叨吗？
That's what God wants the parents to do.
这就是神赋给父母所的责任。
You know, when the Lord commanded Moses to tell his children,
当神告诉摩西、告诉以色列子民的时候，
there is a sense of urgency.
真的有一个紧迫的感觉。
And God is trying to tell this person, there is no more time. You just have captured every opportunity to tell the children the law of the commandment.
神所托付给父母亲的是一个艰巨的紧迫的任务就是在任何时候都要把握住机会向你的孩子讲述神的真道
you might have the opportunity today but tomorrow you may not
你也许今天有机会明天你也许就没有机会
Oh, I really think I'm always being a nagger
我总是记得我妈妈总是以她的旨意在唠叨
When I was young, hey, did you read your Bible? Did you pray?
我小的时候他总是问我你有没有读圣经你有没有祷告
When you have decided to do one thing have you prayed to the Lord
你要做一个决定的时候你有没有向神祷告
Sometimes I say Mom I know that
有的时候我真的觉得妈妈我知道了
But right now
但是现在
These words keep on coming into me
这些他所说的话一直从我这儿出来
Every morning did you read the Bible already? It seems like there is an automatic music
就像一个自动的音乐我总是要说你有没有读圣经
But let me tell you, it is the life saver.
我告诉你这是拯救生命的唯一道路
sisters, we are a watchman.
弟兄姊妹们我们是守根守门人
follow whatever God has
present before us.
我们要, 遵循神所, 命令我们要去遵循的。
So this is kind of a destruction that happened to the children.
就我们刚才讲到了一下, 对于神子民的破坏的工作。
In deception, there is a destruction.
如果有虚无的谎言的话, 一定会破坏。
Therefore, we need to take heed.
所以我们要特别的警戒。
On the other hand, we need to know what is the profile of an apostate.
换句话说，我们要知道华丽真道的他会有什么样的表现。
You know, when a policeman wants to catch a criminal, he got to know how he looks.
你知道警察要 捉一个罪犯的时候，首先要知道他的长相。
Is he a male or a female? Is he tall or short? What kind of a race is he from?
他会 要详细了解这个罪犯，他是男性还是女性，他是高还是矮，他是什么样的种族。
Now, how do you know who is an apostate?
那你怎么知道什么样的人是华落真道呢？
How do you know this is a person who teaches heresy?
你怎么样知道这个人讲的是 异端呢？
Verse 4.
第四节,
he is that there are certain men who crept in the west who were before all ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men.
第四节, 因为有些人偷着来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是虔诚的。
In other words, what is the character of an apostate?
换句话说，这个 华落真道这种假先知，他们的表现是什么呢？
They are ungodly.
他们是不虔诚的。
It doesn't mean to say he doesn't talk about God.
不虔诚不是说他不讲神。
He always talks about God.
他总是在讲论神。
But there is no fear of God.
他对神没有敬畏的心。
There is no reverential on God.
他对神没有那种畏惧。
In other words, he treats God as another kind of common thing.
他把神当作一个平常的东西。
They even joke about God.
他甚至来开玩笑。
If you see such a person, you know he's an apostate.
你看到这样的人, 你就应该知道他就是这样的一个从真道中滑落的人的光景。
You know, one time, Charles Stanley and the congregation invited a person to preach.
有一次, Charles Stanley弟兄, 他, 邀请一个弟兄来他们的教会讲道。
And this person started to preach and started to use, you know, bad words.
这个人开始讲道的时候用一些不恰当的言语。
And Charles Stanley was so, you know, feel not uneasy, so he stood up and tell the brother, we don't use this kind of language in congregation.
查尔丹利弟兄听到这样的言语的，他没有办法忍受，他就向这个弟兄说， 在我们不应该使用这样不恰当的言语。
And this brother said, you sit down, if you don't sit down, I will hit you.
这个人他就说， 你现在就坐下，如果你不坐下，我就立刻来 打你。
But Charles Stanley is so faithful to the Lord, he continues to stand there, and he hit him on the jaw.
Charles Stanley弟兄就 他真的是对神有一颗忠心，他继续站在那，然后就遭打。
No, that person hit Charles Stanley on the jaw.
他就遭打，被打在这个下巴上。
This is a kind of what we call apostate.
这个就是我们所说的背弃真道。
There is no respect of God.
不尊重神。
They're an ungodly person.
不敬虔。
There's no fear of God.
丝毫不畏惧神。
There's no fear that he's standing before a holy congregation.
他根本就不在意他所站的是圣地。
This is the character of an apostate.
这个就是 华丽真道的一个 表现。
That's the conduct of an apostate.
第二点， 如果华丽真道他是什么样的举止。
He's turning the grace of our God into lustness.
他们的举止就是将我们神恩变 神恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
In other words, there's unbridled lust.
再换句话说，他的里面就有一个不受约束的情欲。
He do whatever he wants to do.
他愿意做什么就做什么。
And when you see him doing things that is unlawful or unholy,
当你看到他做一些不符合 圣经原则、不敬虔的事的时候，
And he tried to correct him, he said, you are what, judgmental and mean.
他会说，你真的你在论断我，你真的很 很没有爱心。
He will tell you God is love, God is mercy.
他会说神是爱，神是恩典。
This is turning the grace of God as a license to sin.
这个就是把神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
But there's a lot of people right now are like that.
现在这个现在的时代有许多的人都是这样。
You say, how come you got divorced and married three times? That is wrong.
你会说你怎么会离婚又结了三次婚，这样是错的。
He said you're judgmental.
他说你在论断我。
God is mercy, God is love. He will
神是恩典的神，神是充满爱的神，他已经原谅我。
God is merciful God, but he is also righteous.
但是要记住，是的，神是恩典的神，爱的神，但是他是公义的神。
Today, what is the problem of the United States?
那我们这个美国这个民族的问题是在哪儿呢
？Problem of tolerance.
真是就是来包容这些罪。
Yes, we can accommodate these people.
是的，我们能够来提供这些人所需的。
But the word tolerance goes further.
但是我们包容的太多了，我们超越界限。
Not only we can tolerate, we can also accept what is wrong to become right.
我们到了一个地步，就是我们已经接受错误当作正确。
This is not right.
这是不正确的。
This is lasciviousness.
这个就是放纵情欲。
Carrying the grace of God as a license to sin, we cannot do that. If a person do that, you know he's an apostate.
我们不能把神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。如果有人这样做，你就知道他已经滑落真道了。最后一点。
That is the creed of an apostate. He's denying the only Lord God and our Lord Savior Jesus.
那些从真道中滑落人的他们教条是什么呢？他们不认独一主宰的主基督耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, these are people.
弟兄们，这些人就是这样。
They do not subject themselves to the authority of God, authority of the Holy Spirit.
他们不顺从神的带领，也不顺从圣灵的管制。
Rather, they walk according to the flesh, and therefore there is what we call the fruits of the flesh, or the works of the flesh.
他们根据自己肉体的情欲而行，因此结出的也是肉体的结果。
They consider themselves as servants of God, as Christians, yet what comes out is the works of the flesh.
但是从表面上看起来，他们是神的。选民是神是侍奉神的，但是从他们身上发表出来全都是肉体的果子。
Brothers and sisters, we need to beware of this kind of people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要特别当心这群人。
And you know what? The result is destruction.
你知道这样的结果只是败坏。
I have no more time to talk about this kind of destruction.
我没有时间再讲这样的败坏的结果。
We need to know what we should do.
我们要知道我们的责任是什么。
On the other hand, we need to have a sense of urgency.
换一句话，我们一定要有几把。
We should know our role is the role of a watchman.
我们要知道的角色是来守跟看守。
As a watchman, what should you do?
作为一个看守城门的，你要做什么呢？
We need to study the faith.
我们必须来研读我们的真理。
We need to read the word of God.
我们必须研读神的话语。
Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to make yourself approved unto God.
我们提摩大后书说，你必须来研读神的话语，来得神的满意。
A lot of times we fail as a Christian, even as a watchman, because we don't know the word of God.
有许多的时候，我们没有做好我们的职分，是因为我们根本就不熟悉神的话语。
We don't know what is right, what is wrong.
我们甚至不能分辨正确和谬误。
Yes, indeed, we are saved by faith.
是的，我们是藉着神的恩典来得救的。
We should also know who God is and what He has done and what kind of thing we need to do to be approved by Him.
我们必须知道神是谁，他做了些什么，我们必须做什么来顺神，令神的心满意。
We need to study the faith.
我们必须来读神的话语。
We study the faith.
我们必须读神的话语。
Number three, we need to live the faith.
我们必须来活的道。
Not only we talk the talk.
我们不仅只是说说而已。
We need also have the walk.
我们必须来行走在神的话语。
About loving God, there should be a kind of life that loves God.
当你说到神是爱的神，你必须要把这个爱活出来。
When we talk about honesty, we need to be honest also in our daily living.
如果我们讲到诚实的时候，在我们日常生活中，我们要过一个诚实的生活。
When we talk about loving not the world, we should be a person who doesn't love the world but love God.
我们在讲到爱的时候，我们不光爱世人，但是最主要的是爱神。
A lot of people doesn't want to be a Christian because you say one thing, yet your action is another kind of thing.
有许多人他不想做基督徒，不想成为神的子民，因为他看到基督徒做一套说一套。
Not only we need to have to subject ourselves to the faith.
我们不仅要降服于神的真理的道下，
we should study the faith,
而且要研读神真理的话语。
We should live the faith,
我们必须要活出神的真道。
We need also to support the faith.
我们必须要来支持神的真道。
In other words, we stand side by side with all the brothers and sisters who support the faith and pray.
我们必须弟兄姊妹们站立起一同来支持神的真道。
We need also to contend the faith.
我们必须竭力为真道而征战。
We cannot be silent.
我们不能安静下来。
We are a soldier of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
I don't mean to say we need to be quarrelsome.
我不是说我们要总是跟人争执。
But there is an opportunity.
但是有这样的机会。
We need to tell these people what is the truth that is in the Word of God.
我们必须要告诉人们神的真理是怎么讲的。
They might not accept it.
他们也许不接受。
But it is our duty to contend for the faith.
但是是我们的职责，我们必须要竭力为真道而争辩。
Lastly, we need to preach the faith.
最后一点，我们必须要宣扬真道。
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
这就是说，我们一定要传福音。
A lot of people doesn't know the gospel. It is our duty to preach the gospel.
有许多人从来没听过福音，所以是我们的职责来传讲福音。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的恩待我们。
We are living in a very dangerous, unsafe situation.
我们真的是处在一个非常危险的。
We need to take heed of this warning.
我们要特别小心这一切的警戒。
I don't mean to need to be paranoid.
我们不是说我们必须要麻木。
We should always be trying to put a question mark on each every person. No.
或者说去总是来想要问一些挑刺的问题。
But we need to have a defense in us.
我们必须在我们心中有一个分别来征战的。
We need to have an inoculation. Inoculation. For example, we had a lot of flu shots, right?
刚才那个词不知道什么意思。他说我们有那个 flu shot 那个预防针。预防针。
Yeah. We 我们需要预防针。 We need that flu shots.
我们需要给自己打预防针。
Before the flu comes to you, we had a flu shots.
在流感来之前，你必须先做好准备。
Before this false teaching comes to you, we should know the truth.
在这些假先知的教条进入你的头脑之前，你必须要先知道真理是什么。当这种不合乎真理的教导进来的时候，你就知道什么是正确的，并且怎么样敌对，怎么样征战。 话说，我们需要真的以积极的态度来研读神的话语。 利用一切所有的机会来研读神的话语。
The word of God is your safety, it is your weapon, it is your ammunition.
因为神的话语就是你的保护，是你的兵器，是你能够战胜仇敌唯一的道路。
May the Lord continue to work in our hearts.
愿神继续在我们心中做工。
Make sure in the beginning of the year that I establish a habit to read the word of God.
特别是在年初的这样的日子里面，让我们来形成一个。 一个习惯来开始读神的话语，让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking, thank you for your word.
主耶稣，早晨今天谢谢你，对我们心里讲话，谢谢你的话语。
You are the light of the world.
你是真光。
Lord, in you there is no darkness at all.
在你的里面毫无黑暗。
You are also the word.
你是唯一的真理。
Lord, continue to have it's our appetite to love your word.
继续增加我们的更加爱你的话语。Not
only that we might be darkness.
好使我们不在黑暗当中。But
we also become that light shining in the darkness.
好叫我们真的是作为光来在黑暗中照亮黑暗。But
when people see us, they see that light shining in the darkness.
当人们看见我们的时候，就看见是光照在黑暗当中。
Lord, continue to work in our hearts.
主啊，继续在我们心中做工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，Amen. Amen.